8:35 the time, a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. That was Cheekface, by the way. A great full album Friday. Tyler sat down with Cheekface a while back. If you missed it, you can catch it on the KXFM website. As we do each and every Thursday, we are honored to speak with our mayor. Mayor Sue Kemp steps in for a conversation this morning. Welcome, Mayor. How are you today?
I'm great. I took my dog for a walk on the beach this morning. It was beautiful and not very many people out yet. It was just made me appreciate Laguna Beach all the more this morning. It's great.
When you spend a few minutes out on the beach, it really just changes your whole day, especially on a day like today, doesn't it?
It just kind of sets you in the right perspective, I think. That's how I feel about it. When I get out and walk and outside in the morning, it just kind of sets the day off at the right tone. Kind of mellows you out, too.
Very cool. And I'm imagining that when you leave the house, you're going, yeah, I got to talk to Ed today. I need some relaxation first. I got to go to the beach. That's how it is.
First thing I do. How am I going to burn off all my nervous energy because I'm talking to Ed?
All right. Well, thank you for burning it off before you could start the conversation. A couple of things. Let me ask you the listener question first. I got a question from a listener this morning on from Three Arch Bay and how Three Arch Bay is using city public money to pay for neighborhood security. Can you walk us through what we know about this? Do you know anything about it?
Well, there's kind of a unique situation down there. When South Laguna became part of Laguna Beach, and they have a different district down there, and I think it also includes security, but I don't think, and I'd have to ask Sheree, but I don't think there's any city money that goes into that. Okay. I think that comes from a different governmental source, but I don't know for sure. I'd have to check. I mean, that's a good question. But I'll ask about that. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
All right. Well, sir,
I've been wrong before.
That's all right. We're not keeping score. I promise we're not keeping score here. We'll circle back around to that at some point here. The last council meeting. So the city manager used to have a $30,000 limit for discretionary spending. And at the last city council meeting, that was increased to $75,000. And within the week after that, Sheree had awarded two contracts, one for over $100,000 to VCA for building inspections, plan checks, and another for $215,000, going, of course, way over the limit. But first of all, is the council comfortable with these expenditures? And if so, why even have a limit, or why not increase the limit substantially more?
Well, you know, even when I was working in the private sector, if I was either, you know, running an organization or, you know, president of a company, which I was my last job, you know, we always had signature authority spending limits, and it's a good control mechanism to make sure that, you know, nothing kind of gets out of bounds. You know, in this case, they asked for an increase in the spending limits just to facilitate the workflow because, you know, when you have to stop and come wait for council, get it on a council agenda for an expenditure that's over $30,000, and everything kind of gets, you get everything kind of lined up, and then everything kind of gets on hold. So it's just a way of facilitating the work. And $75,000, I don't think, is unreasonable to allow, you know, via her signature authority. But I think having spending limits is always a prudent thing to do, just as kind of an oversight mechanism for the council or for a board, you know, a board. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's prudent. And, you know, you never want to have a situation where you're questioning, an expenditure. So if you keep them lower, you know, the opportunity for making a, you know, misstep, which we don't have in the city. We never have that. We've had excellent city managers all the way along, particularly.
Right. I think the question is, well,
mechanisms since, in place. It's just a prudent thing to do.
I think since the question is that since she went substantially over the $75,000, should that $75,000 be increased maybe a little bit?
Sorry, Ed, you cut out just a second.
That's okay. Since she had gone over the $75,000 with the $100,000 to VCA and the other $215,000, would the city council consider increasing the $75,000 to, let's say, $150,000 or $200,000 to give her a little more room, flexibility, maybe?
Well, I think I don't think we should have to do that. I'm actually fine with it the way it is. I mean, we basically, you know, doubled plus a little bit more her signature authority, and you know, she's not pressing for it or any more money, which is really smart and a good way to do business on her part. But I don't think so. I think it's fine the way it is. And it also, you know, I find it kind of educational for the council because we don't run the city. Sheree Dupuis is the city manager. She runs the city. And, you know, we don't know all the things that go on there because that's not our job. We're not the city manager. We're just the city council. So it just gives us a little bit more understanding of what's kind of what they're working on, you know,
okay,
around town.
All right.
They're so busy. They do a lot of things that, you know, are just in the course of a day that don't come across the radar screen of a council.
Right.
And shouldn't.
And would take 2 weeks or maybe longer to get it on an agenda to have the council talk about it. Right.
Right, exactly, Ed.
Last week, you and I talked about a Ukrainian family who needed help from the community. Do you have an update on them?
Well, I know they're getting a lot of contributions. We're actually having, I think the McGilberys and a couple other families in town are going to have a pretty significant fundraiser at the museum. And I think it's on next Tuesday, a week from I think it's on the 4th or 5th, whichever day the Tuesday is, at the museum with the goal of trying to raise $100,000 for the Ukrainian Red Cross. And I know Nadia and her son are going to be there. So I'll get an update, you know, how they're doing and get to meet her in person because I haven't met her in person yet. I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent.
So she's getting a lot of help in the community. There's a lot of interest, and I can see on social media occasionally that people are helping her. But I'll get a chance to meet her, and I'll get an update for you.
Excellent. Thank you for that. I may actually see you there. I would hope to see you there. We are celebrating Earth Month, and we're joining you, the radio station, all of us here at the radio station, joining you and the Laguna Beach County Water District by taking part in the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation. As locals know, it's been a competition between cities across the country to see which of us can be the most water-wise. What are you doing personally to be more water-wise?
Well, you know, I'm living in a rental right now, so I don't have a yard, which is really nice.
Oh, that's helpful.
I had a yard in my other house, so I don't have, you know, I don't have all the expense of watering the plants and all that kind of thing. But, you know, personally, you know, you have to do, it's the little things that you really need to be cognizant of. Like if you're brushing your teeth, don't run the water the whole time when you're not using it.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to take a bath, you don't need to fill the bathtub up. You know, you can take a bath in almost a puddle. You know, yes. And, and, you know, tell your neighbors gently if you see them overusing water to not, you know, to kind of dial it back a bit because, you know, we're in a severe drought and, you know, all accounts are that it's going to get worse.
Right.
So, it'll be the seventh year in a row we've won 7 years in a row, I think, the mayor's water-wise challenge. I think it's going to be harder this year because, you know, water is becoming more and more of an issue.
Right. So with in my neighborhood, I'm not known as Ed. I'm known as, oh, God, here comes Ed again. When I go over, you know, you're using a little too much water there. Did I lose you, Mayor?
Every Tuesday there you are. Before the street cleaner would get the hose out and down her stone wall. And get all the leaves out of it. And it would just go on and on and on. And it just used to irritate me no end. It's just such a waste of water. Just take a broom, you know, take a broom to your sidewalk. You don't need to rinse it down with a hose.
Right. Brooms are so handy. So, and they work so much better than the hose.
You know what else is also good? You know, the council's the board of directors for the Laguna Beach County Water District. And so we get the water reports all the time when we have a council meeting, and we're doing a lot of good work on conservation. The residents are doing well with that. But one thing they're really good at, and I had this personal experience, is if you have like, you know, if your toilet's running too much or you have like a leaky faucet, like let's say it's outside, you know, for your garden hose,
right.
They'll let you know if your water use is just starting to go up. I had a very small drip one time. Outside in my faucet, not even enough to notice that much when I went outside.
Right.
But sure enough, the water district called me and said, you know, something's leaking somewhere. And I looked all over the house, couldn't find. I went outside. Finally, I found this puddle. And it probably had been dripping for a while. That's how they caught it.
Right.
But it's really helpful. They call you.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we'll keep you throughout the month. We want to keep in touch to see how we're doing throughout the month of April as well. I guess we have to log on and pledge before April 30th, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So yesterday we lost an icon, the Madeleine Albright. We lost yesterday at the age of 84. Tell us a little bit about Madeleine Albright.
Well, a couple of things. One is, you know, on the bigger picture, I always like that quote. She said, there's a special place in hell reserved for women who don't help other women. And
great quote.
You know,
great quote.
Yeah, that's a great quote. But a local story. So there's a mother and daughter, Patty and Jane Slowski, and in here in Laguna Beach, and they exhibit at the Sawdust. And one year, a glass pin, and they called it breaking the glass ceiling. And they, you know, it's like a lapel pin, I think. And so they gave it to Hillary Clinton. And when Madeleine Albright became Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton gave that pin to Madeleine Albright. And now they have, in the Smithsonian, they have a display with all the pins that were given to Madeleine Albright, and that pin is included.
Oh, that is cool.
That is so cool.
Excellent.
Really cool. Yeah, so from the Sawdust to the Smithsonian, that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you for that story. Tell us about Tuesday night. What are we expecting in the upcoming council meeting? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so on Tuesday night, we're going to kind of go over the results of our strategic. Sheree and her team put, you know, our input into, I think, a spreadsheet or something for us to look at and make sure that we're all in agreement that that's what we talked about and our priorities and that kind of thing. So we'll talk about that. And then we're going to have the return of the fee study. What the fee study is how much do we charge in community development? So that's, you know, Mark Weiner's organization. Anybody wants to do anything with their house, basically, you know, remodel or build a new house, repairs and that kind of thing. How much are we going to charge in fees? And the reason that we did a fee study is to see if our fees are in line with other cities, number one. And number two is we have, we don't nearly cover our costs and fees for what it costs to provide the service.
Right.
And I'm not, we should take all the money from the people who want to do some things to their home and get 100% cost recovery. And I'm not saying that, but we're going to look to see if, you know, some fees need to be raised or if they need to stay the same. We're just going to have a discussion about it. So that'll be interesting.
Right. Do you already kind of have in mind a number that those fees should be raised to or a percentage that they should be raised by?
No, I don't. I want to hear input from the, you know, from the community and also from, you know, the other council members and staff. So I haven't really, you know, I haven't arrived at a conclusion yet. Sometimes I don't arrive at a conclusion, you know, until we get to the council meeting.
that's
sometimes tidbits of information come your way and you're like, oh, I didn't consider that. I need to think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about the bracket all week long and the brackets and you, in the NC2As, obviously today we have Sweet 16 games happening. You're following the women's bracket. How is your bracket? Is it busted yet?
No, my bracket's not busted. I follow the Stanford women's team because the first year of college, I grew up in Indiana. I went to Indiana University, and I met the coach of Stanford, Tara Vanderveer. I think she was a senior at the time, and I played volleyball. They played basketball, of course. And so I met her. I don't think she remembers me, really. But but ever since then, she, you know, she's a coach at Ohio State, and then she went to Stanford. She's been really long. I think she's the most winningest basketball coach in college history now. And so I've been watching their team for years. Last year they were national champs, which was like the most exciting day of my life. to watch her get that finally after so many years. She won before, but it was in the 90s. So, you know, a couple of those really good players were from Orange County. Jeanette Poland one year, she made this mad dash to get into the Final Four last second. You know, she went the length of the court, laid the ball, and they went to the Final Four. And she's from Orange County, and I actually met her. So, you know, I love women's sports, you know, basketball in general, because I also played basketball growing up in Indiana. If you don't know how to shoot a free throw by the time you're four in Indiana, you're not really very good at anything. Sorry, Indiana. It's just a basketball craze state. It's the best ever. But I also watch the men. I'll be watching them. You know, I don't have a favorite. I stopped doing brackets when I almost got beat by my 95-year-old father-in-law. So I said, I think I'll just start watching the games and just, you know, not put any more money on the line with my family.
And when you mentioned that the coach probably doesn't even remember you, I'll bet at the exact same moment she's telling a story about you, going, you know, and Sue came, and she's a mayor of Laguna Beach now. I'll bet you she's telling that kind of story.
I don't think so, but that's awesome. But I don't think. Coach too. I mean, at the interviews at halftime, she just says true Midwesterner. She says exactly what she thinks, no filter. It's really interesting and funny. Yeah, great, great.
Well,
do you have a horse in the race, Ed?
I actually always pull for the underdogs. So right now in the men's bracket, I really, really like St. Peter's University, that small college outside of New Jersey. And in the women's bracket, even though they have a low seeding, so I'm kind of pulling for, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but Princeton.
Yeah, right. No, I do. In the men's bracket, I always like the underdogs because I get kind of, well, when I was, I used to be a huge Indiana basketball fan when Bobby Knight was there.
Right.
And huge. I never missed a game ever. But, I kind of get tired of the big names in college basketball all the time, Kentucky, Duke, all that stuff. But I like the underdogs. When somebody beats somebody, I think it's awesome, too.
Agreed. All right. So that's us pulling for the underdogs today. And you, of course, you got your special corner in the women's bracket, and we dig that. As always on a Thursday, thank you for joining us today, Mayor Kempf.
Good luck with your underdogs, Ed. Have a good day.
Thanks, you as well. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
8:53 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.